cleaning up around that, even scrubbing around the house. You know the old saying, I love this. My dad told me this. There's time to lean, there's time to clean. But you would be amazed how much your son will enjoy that if you call him alongside of you and say, hey, would you help me clean the kitchen? Let's you know, scrub the counter together, man. Let's pull all this stuff and just, you know, off the counter and scrub that thing. Do you know that he will probably feel so accepted, so affirmed by that? Heck, he just wants to hang out with you guys, whatever you're doing. So allow him to experience and see in you the joy of vocation so that he can imitate that as he goes forth in life. Finally, last thing, and appreciate your patience, evangelism. 1 Thessalonians 1, 5-8. Paul was writing to the church of Thessalonica. He said this, "For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became what? Followers of us." There it is again. Man, I mean, it's all over the place. You became followers of us and of the Lord. Followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. You might remember a few chapters ago in the book of Acts, we were talking about Paul came to Philippi, cast the spirit out of a woman that was actually making a profit for her masters. It was like human trafficking kind of a situation. They could no longer make a profit off this girl, so they started a riot. They hauled Paul and Silas into prison, and they were in much affliction. They beat them with rods, and they stuck them in the innermost prison. Of course, the jailer got saved, and he let them free. But he says, you received the word in much affliction. They persecuted the whole church down there with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. So they were not only following Paul's example, but then they themselves became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. From you the word of the Lord has sounded forth. They took that gospel that Paul was preaching and they took it out to the world and they proclaimed it boldly to whoever would listen. The greatest gift you can give a person is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The greatest gift, the greatest thing you can do for a person is to share with them the fact that Christ came down to die for them, that God loves them so much that he did not even withhold his own son, that Christ was willing to literally hang and bleed and suffer on that cross to pay the price for your sin and for my sin so that we don't have to pay that ourselves. If we will simply place our faith in Christ, God will wash our slate clean and give us a new heart and new life and an inheritance in heaven. That is the gospel. That's the greatest gift you can tell somebody, is to share that with them. And that is evangelism. And the best way to encourage someone to evangelize is to stand up here and bang on the pulpit with your face really red and your veins sticking out until everybody is scared to death to look away from you. Nah. No. No. That's not the way to get anybody to do anything except hate you. The best way to get somebody, encourage someone to evangelize, is to let them see you do it and then to model your example. Best thing to get anybody to do anything, let them see you do it and then model your example. Live as an example. That's what happened when Paul came to Philippi. He was so zealous for the gospel of Jesus Christ that even though they grabbed him and beat him to a pulp and threw him in prison, he just started telling the jailer about Christ. Next thing you know, the jailer got saved and was letting him out of jail. That's how zealous he was. And they caught that fire. They saw that fire in him and they became a flame themselves. You know, to burn down a forest, you don't need, you know, 50 square miles of flame. You only need a match. But you get one tree on fire, it's not long before the whole forest is burning. They caught Paul's fire. Our children need to catch that same fire. They need to understand how vital it is that we get the gospel out to people who are headed for hell, who are perishing in this world. How many souls hang in the balance, and how it brings glory to God whenever someone comes to Christ and gets saved. And the only way that our kids will get that zeal is to see that zeal in us. So Matt and Laura, I would encourage you, be bold in your faith. When you have company over or when you're out in the marketplace, talk freely to folks about the Lord, about your relationship. Testify about how He has saved you and the good things He has done for you. And speak with freedom and simplicity. And let Paul see that so that he can model that and he can understand how this world needs the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And then he'll catch that same fire. If you're on fire for the gospel, it won't be long before Paul is as well. I remember when Laura was a little girl. I think it was you. Was it you or Lisa that went over to, one of our daughters. It was so many years ago. Maybe you guys, between the two of you, remember. Who went over to Stephanie and, Laura. I thought that was you, yeah. Told the little girl about Jesus. The little girl said, "Stop cussing." She'd never heard about Jesus in any other terms than it as a swear word. It was amazing. Thank God the gospel went to that house that day. Praise God. Well, that's all the exhortation I have for you guys. But if you guys would like to come up, we would love to anoint Paul and pray for you and pray for him and ask God's grace and favor in his life. Yeah, let's just put a whole bunch of chairs up there. If the members of the family would also like to come up, you're welcome to join them. Paul, dude, man, I love your duds, brother. You can have a seat up here with them. Actually, you guys want to slide down a little bit in the middle? If the elders and their wives could come forward and we can pray for them, we can gather around and pray for Paul. Hi, Paul. Hi, buddy. Hi there. Now, why do we have a dedication service? Now, we have in our church, we believe that the doctrine of believer's baptism, that baptism is a testimony of a person who has been born again, that they are burying their old life. They are crucified with Christ and are buried with Him in baptism, and then they are raised up to walk in newness of life. But we have a dedication service for our children because we believe in two things. Number one, that there is a call in Scripture for us to raise our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We have a responsibility before God to raise them in that. And number two, we want to ask for God's grace, not only to help us raise our children in that walk with God, but also that He would give common grace and special grace eventually to our children so that they would come to know Him in all of His fullness. That's right. And if he could talk right now, he'd be going, "Amen, preach it, Grandpa, Pop, whatever you want to call me." So I want to, just as a symbol of the Holy Spirit, I want to anoint each of you, Matt and Laura, and also Paul,
I
Heal. There you go. Now, Paul, that's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And just like John the Baptist was filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb, you can be filled with the Spirit and have all the joy and peace that comes from that. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Oh. No, but you can't drink it. Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne right now. And we just lift up Paul Matthew Hauser to you, Lord, whom you have known from before the foundation of the world. Lord, you have brought him into the world at this time for the destiny that you've called him to, Lord. And so we pray right now that your grace would just abide upon him, Lord, that you would fill his soul with your Holy Spirit, Lord, even as you did for John the Baptist, Lord God. That your grace would surround him, Lord, and your favor would be with him, Lord. Father, that your grace and favor would be upon his household, Lord, that you would bless their coming and going, Lord, that you would bless their relationships, Father, that you would bless their finances, Lord God, that your peace would abide within their home and in their relationships, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for Matt and Laura right now, God, as I know, Lord, that they realize and acknowledge your call upon them to raise Paul in the faith, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Father, that you would give them exceedingly abundantly grace to fulfill this calling on their lives, Lord. Let them come short in nothing, Lord, but let them fulfill it, God, to your glory, so that all the world may see and know the one true and living God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Oh, Father, let your name be upon them, Lord, and let them be vessels for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.